Friendship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Here we are at today's daily devotional, albeit in the third hour. It is unusual for it to be in the third hour, but it's Friday, you see. We're looking at the characteristics of Jesus, the characters of Jesus, if you will. And today we're at part seven of a 60-part series, that's 60-part series. And we're looking at various scriptures that show us the characters of Jesus, the characteristics, should I say, of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we're looking at the characteristic of faithfulness. We're looking at faithfulness. Let's turn to scripture now and go to Matthew, the 25th chapter, and we're going to go to verse 21. It says this: "The master was full of praise. 'Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together.'" What a wonderful verse. The master is full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant." We're looking at faithfulness. "You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Faithfulness is a wonderful characteristic of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a characteristic that we need in abundance, beloved. Faithfulness is the gluing fruit that will preserve our faith and the other characters of the Spirit as well, as identify God's will so that we can be dependable and trusting to God and others. Let me say that again. Faithfulness is the gluing fruit that will preserve our faith and the other characteristics of the Spirit, as well as identify God's will, so that we can be dependable and trusting to God and others. That is vital. That is what faithfulness is, and it's something that we need in abundance. Let's take a look at another particular scripture. We're going to go to 1 Thessalonians. That's hard to say. 1 Thessalonians. We're going to go to the 5th chapter of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. And we're going to look at verse 24, and it says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Beloved, to be faithful, like that scripture we looked at just now, the master is full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, and now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." You see, if you look at the way a church is run, for instance, I don't believe that a church can run, can function without faithfulness. I don't think that any ministry can run without faithfulness. Let me explain why. Because there are so many people involved in ministry. In my particular case, we have 7 or 8 people that are involved in this team, and all of us have different tasks and different things to do. Now, really, I'm the head of this ministry. That is true. But I can't do everything. There is just no way that I can do everything. And so therefore, consequently, I speak to my team and say, "Would you mind doing this? Would it be all right if you were to do that?" Let me tell you a little something that happened last night. I came down to look at the equipment down into the studio, and I noticed that the music computer was not functioning. It was not coming on. It was not working at all. And so I called Martin, who was involved in something else. He was tied up somewhere else. And I sent him a text at about midnight last night, and I said to him, "Martin, I really need you. There's a problem with the computer. Can you please come and sort it out?" Well, Martin was doing what he was doing. He was working really hard all the way through the night. He finished at 7 o'clock in the morning after a hard night's work graft. He finished at 7 o'clock in the morning and drove straight to the studio where he looked at the computer and he fixed the computer. And beloved, let me tell you, I was still in bed when he was fixing the computer. But it was because of his faithfulness that he did that. Because if he hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have been live today on the program. I wouldn't have been able to bring you a live broadcast. It would have been another repeat. But because of Martin's faithfulness to do what he did, sacrificially, might I add, as well, he came straight over and began to work on the computer so that today at midday when I needed it, it was functioning perfectly. That, beloved, is a picture for me of faithfulness, of someone who has faithfulness in abundance. And I could not exist as a ministry without that faithfulness. And let me tell you, I try to be as faithful as I can to others as well, doing all I can, whenever I can, sacrificially, because I believe that's what we're called to. Faithfulness is vital, and it is a characteristic that Jesus had in absolute abundance. He was always faithful, always full of faith. If you want to look at faith that way, let's look at it that way because it means full of faith. Now, if we're going to look at faith as we are, I want us to turn to another scripture real quick. I want us to go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and to the first verse, and this is what it says. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, beloved, we have to look at faith in that way because when you're faithful, when you're being faithful, it means you are full of faith for what you're doing and what you believe in. Beloved, that characteristic, I would say, is so important. There again, they all are. I mean, we're at part seven already. And let me just tell you, we've looked at love. We've looked at joy. We've looked at peace. We've looked at patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Oh, no, we haven't looked at that yet. We're looking at gentleness on Monday's program. I shouldn't have told you that. But we are. We're looking at gentleness on Monday's program. But we're up to faithfulness. There are so many of these wonderful characters, wonderful characteristics that we need to have. And when I have finished this entire set, this entire series of 60, I'm going to spend some time in prayer on the very next program. And we're going to pray individually for each one of these characteristics so that the Lord will let us have them in abundance. These are the characters of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want you to have more of that now. Father God, I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus that you would pour faithfulness into us as we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we say to you, Father, that we love you and that we adore you and that we will honor you and follow you for the rest of our lives. May your name be glorified in all of the earth. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.